Jason. That's who I be. A remote-controlled submersible robot built to explore the world of the deep ocean. Say, before I take the plunge, why don't you look at those TV screens and I'll tell you more about me. Shiver me diodes. Scientists have been studying the ocean floor from inside deep-sea submersibles. Like that one. You can see they're pretty cramped, and they don't offer much of a view. And since the ocean covers more than two-thirds of the planet, it's no wonder humans have only seen small areas of the seafloor so far. Well, in order to learn more and more, scientists are now turning to robots like me for help. Show you what I can do. You see, I'll be operated from a ship on the surface by a scientist in a specially equipped video control room. No video games. Why, with a flip of the switch from him, and it's lights, camera, action! Shiver me timbers! And when I get down to business, I'll get down to 20,000 feet. Well, at that depth, if the water was to get a few degrees colder, any fish in the area would be freshly frozen. And because the weight of the water is so great, it could squeeze the largest fish to the size of a sardine. But that's okay. I'm built to work under pressure. Hardy, har, har. Oh, and unlike the scientists in those submersibles that have to come up all the time for supplies and oxygen, I can stay down for weeks on end. What's to do down there for that long? My built-in TV cameras will help scientists study deep water life forms, as well as let them get a look at strange and remote sea creatures. Ooh. And while I keep a safe distance, my cameras will zoom in for the closest look yet at volcanic vents, where the water is hot enough, whew, to melt land. Oh, scientists will also use my hands to pick up information about seafloor minerals. Make sure to wash after. Now, aside from charting natural history, I'll explore human history. Because the deep ocean is very cold, it saved all kinds of sunken vessels, mateys. And only a few have been explored so far. But by using me propellers, I'll be going for an inside look at ships that lie even deeper. Now, I'm not going to do all of this just so one or two scientists can watch it on some TV screen. No, people the world over will share in what I'm doing, because my telecast will be shown live via satellite to research stations all over the world, as well as here at Epcot Center. Needless to say, the future looks great for robots like me, and I, for one, can't wait to dive into my work. Who knows? The depths may hold many wonders yet to be discovered. What? I might be the one to show the world something very unusual. Thanks for stopping by. See you again, mateys. Shiver me diodes. Plug me in to some 220.